very excited about the progress he was able to make this this summer through the off season, and even I think you see some of the hard work that's paying off for him in the preseason. Now it gets kicked up a notch when we get started on Monday night out in San Francisco, but it really has a command of the offense. They haven't put a lot in. They run a lot of basic things, but, you know, just seeing him have total command, making the right calls, reads, checks, knowing where to go with the ball is very encouraging.
How do you read into the 82% preseason completion percentage with what is put in front of him?
You have to take that with a grain of salt, just because I don't know how much game planning is going on with the other teams and with the other defenses. I know everybody's just trying to evaluate personnel. They'll do some, but trying to stay within the scheme of their basic packages.
Looking left, leaving it left, man wide open. Jarius right, caught at the 7 inside the 5.
I'm sure as we get into the season, when a game planning starts, it'll be a little bit more difficult than it has been in the preseason.
What's the general manager's take on the linebacker depth? Like in the offseason, even all the way back to the combine, didn't know what Greenway's future looked like. Barr was hurt. Kendricks wasn't on the team. What's your take on what you have into this Niners game in the 2015 season?
You know, that was one of the points of emphasis this offseason, was to make sure last year it was the defensive line, this year it was on the linebackers. And, you know, a lot of our young guys performed well during the preseason.
Boom, he's hit, sacked.
Kendricks, you know, I think is going to have a significant role for us this year. To see a healthy Anthony Barr out there playing, Chad Greenway, and the emergence of Gerald Hodges and what he's done so far.
Offensively, wide receiver Stephon Diggs kind of stole the show in Mankato, and by all accounts has had a pretty good preseason too. What do you like about Stephon Diggs' game?
Just his versatility.
Into Steeler territory, Stephon Diggs, great punt return, good kick. This is a rookie out of Maryland.
His ability to play outside, you know, he's still learning the inside part, is potentially doing some slot stuff. But he showed playmaking ability.
If there has been a star in the Minnesota Vikings camp so far, it is Stephon Diggs. He has been making those catches in practice, Tony, you know, where you go, okay, this is third down and 12, and somebody's got to make a play, and this is the guy that's been making them.
There's no question about the athletic skill set when we drafted him. It was just how far along can he come. And I think, you know, North Turner, George Stewart, those guys do a great job with those young guys. And Stephon's really stepped up through the preseason.
Sadly, injuries in the preseason take place sometimes. For instance, the Minnesota Vikings lost starting right tackle Phil Loadholt to an Achilles. They also lost Eden Prairie's Carter Bykowski, another offensive lineman, to injury. Through it all, rookie from Pitt T.J. Clemmings has had a couple of starts in the preseason, one against Oakland, one against Dallas. How has he done?
We're very excited about his progress. And a lot of times, these young offensive linemen take some time to adjust to the game, the speed of the game. And he's a great athlete. He's got excellent work habits. He wants to be a very good player, and he's doing extra to make sure he does that. And as we watched him progress through the preseason, unfortunately, you know, losing Phil was a big loss to us, but he's really stepped up, and we're very excited to see, where he ends up. And he's going to continue to grow through the season. And you know you're going to have a few growing pains here and there, but very excited about the potential that he's shown.
You identified Sean Hill as the backup you wanted to Teddy Bridgewater. Off what you've seen in the preseason and through the offseason, what do you like about Sean?
He's going to fire deep left for Patterson. Caught back left of the end zone. Touchdown.
Just his experience, his knowledge of the scheme. He stepped right in and didn't miss a beat, just from being with his experiences with Norv in the past. But he's truly a vet backup quarterback that you try to covet, because you got a young quarterback there, you got a vet quarterback that's been through a lot, seen a lot, is a great mentor, understands his role on the team, can contribute in that way. But you know, God forbid if something ever happened with Teddy, that Sean Hill can step in and we'd be able to still win ball games.
How do you analyze Xavier Rhodes in preseason games when he gets so little action?
Oh, Xavier, we do a lot of that during practice too, because he gets some action during practices. And, you know, Xavier's come along nicely over the last couple of years. I thought Coach Zim and Jerry Gray and George Edwards, they do a great job with our secondary. And you've seen the progress of Xavier Rhodes and what he's turning into, one of those shutdown type corners. And we expect the same, you know, from our young guy, Trey Waynes.